that face that is usually called.
All right, well, hopefully we're live here. Let's see, let me see. You'll have to give me a second here because I'm trying to figure all this fun stuff out. So hopefully you can hear me okay. Let me get this a little bit closer here. Turn that up a bit. That should be better. All right, let's see. All right, give me a second here. I'm playing around with all kinds of things. All right, let's see. Let me know if you guys can see everything here. If you're on, let's see. All kinds of crazy things going on here for me while I try to figure this out. So bear with me here. There we go. All right. Looks like it says we're live, I think. So let's see. Sounds and picture is good. Okay, good. So you can hear and you can see besides this crazy lady running a race here, which I have no idea what that is, but I'm going to get rid of that in a second here. Because I'm going to play some music here. As soon as I figure out what I'm doing, which will take me a little while, but I will figure this out a little bit smoother. We've got a lot of plans, but you're going to have to bear with me as I work them all out because I've got a lot going on right now, a whole lot. And, me back my good account here. There we go.
Soldier on till heaven's portal.
right, hang on. Is that the right Carl? There's like alias Carls everywhere. So I have no clue who the right one is, to be honest with you. Who is the real Carl Winters? I have no idea. Now, I did add Becca on here. I added, let's see, who we have. Jessica, Peter, Brandon, Teresa, Tracy, Leonard, Cindy, Wendy, Carrie, Acker, Carl Winters, Mary, and another Carl Winters. No clue if it's the right Carl Winters. No clue at all. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to figure it out. So if you know anybody else that wants to be a part of this chat, or if you are listening on Sermon Audio, which there's 13 people listening right now. So if it is, if you are, then you got to send me your information on Messenger. So, and I got to add, let's see, I suppose I could add, let's see. So today is going to be more of a Pastor Cooley figuring out exactly what he's doing day, and you're going to figure it out with me. So you must have patience for me to figure all these things out, please. Please don't get mad at me, and bear with me here, because I'm doing this for you. Actually, and the reason, what I mean by that is I love to keep in touch with you because I do truly love you all, and I want to try to keep in touch with you online. So, that's why I am trying to figure all of this out this way. I have to do it this way. All right? It's the only way I can really make it work here. So we can chat, that is, while I'm doing this. And eventually, next broadcast, it'll be smoother. And it'll work a little bit easier. So let's see what I did here. Yes, ironing fits right in, so I can iron out all the wrinkles of everything that I'm doing here. Yep, I friended Holly, and now I'm trying to... We're going to have fun working this out together. Isn't this a blast? I hope you Sermon Audio people, our Sermon Audio people, whom I'm grateful are on there, by the way. They're very loyal people and very kind people, the people there that... All of our people that follow us, which is you guys, really. All of them... Let me turn this a little bit more this way here. I don't know, whatever. It's just, everything's a work in progress. YouTube messed me up. But you know what? I'm sick of YouTube. I'm so over YouTube. I don't want to mess with YouTube anymore. I'm tired of it. Sermon Audio, I've used it for years. They don't give me any problems. Also, I've got some updates for you. So just hang in and I'll get you that. I'll let you listen to some music so you don't have to listen to me ramble like crazy. Right? That's not fun, is it? Listen to me ramble.
Many souls have gone before in the service of the Lord. They have fought the fight and now are gone to rest. We who follow in their track must go on and not look back to
right, as we work out the bugs of all this here, there's a lot I've got to work on. Now, I'm going to let you know about a lot of good things, okay, that I've got, Lord willing, in the works, a lot of plans, but give me some time. We'll work through this together here. This will be kind of a broadcast like this. We'll get to some current events and some other things, but I'll get you to our current events of what I've got planned, and Lord willing, and what the Lord kind of gave me through all of this, as far as our vision that our church has to press on and move forward and turn this into something bigger and better. And everything like that. So we are excited about that. This is the real Carl Winters. Someday I'll meet Carl Winters, either here or in the air, brother. But I think someday I'll meet him. I think I'm going to go overseas someday. I think that's going to happen. I don't know why. I just do. I think I'm going to grab that little dude's beard. I think I'm going to grab him and give him a big old fat bear hug is what I'm going to do. Pick him up and just give him a big old bear hug someday. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to see him sometime. I think that's going to happen for sure. I will meet that man someday. Hopefully it'll be on this side. Amen. But I think that's going to happen, and I would appreciate that. I'd love that. You know, I would. So anyway, you keep praying for them as they serve the Lord and they wait on some things. They've really got a lot going on on their plate too as well. So keep praying for them. And let's see here. We're getting some more people coming on here. You know, it's a different platform. It's a lot of different things to go on that happens. So bear with us here as I move through all this fun stuff here. Praise the Lord, though, that there's 23 people on there, whatever it is. So that's good. I'm glad there's at least that many that are starting to come on, and it doesn't matter really. In the end, it won't matter how many's on there as long as the Lord's glorified and people hear the truth. Amen. That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's people hearing the truth. People need the truth. They need to hear it. And we need to get it out there to as many people as we possibly can as we serve the Lord. So that's the goal. Now, let's see what we can do about this. Let me get you another. Oh, I gotta add. Let's see. That's easier to add from my phone here. And I'll do that. Let's see. We'll add this way. All right. So I added Jay Cobb to the scene here. So he's on board right now. Got him added in there. So hopefully he's on. Hannah's on. She's on my account because she can. We have the same Facebook account. It's just better for me. So weird women don't contact me as easily. Yeah, just, you know, a lot of. It's just okay. You know, it's better that way. From that standpoint, if it's a guy and they need to talk to me, then they can call me. If it's something of a private nature that they would not want a woman to see, then they can call me. In fact, you know, there was a lady that asked me some very intimate questions, not about me, but about herself. And she was concerned about some things with the Lord, you know, and her marriage and some few things like that. And I copied my wife on it so she could see how I answered her. And you know, those are uncomfortable questions. I really don't like them that much, to be honest with you. But it's part of my job to answer hard questions. So anyway, but she wasn't trying to be, you know, bad or anything like that. So look at that guy on that motorcycle. What are you trying to kill yourself? Get off that motorcycle. Anyway, let's see. Let's play another song here while I figure out more of this. And I hope you're patient with this poor preacher here, that you'll be patient with me as I do my best to get through everything. Let me see here. How about we go off of there? Let's see where I'm at here. Okay. That's good. Got this on a page you can't see, which is good, because it's my private information that I don't need to have out there for everybody to steal. But let's see. All right.
Faith, I see.
All right, let's see how we're doing here. And that's probably what we're going to go with today here. Well, we'll see how many people actually come on here. All right. Now, we'll have a different way to do this in the future. But as of right now, it'll be a little bit more difficult to change and to do something else. So, let's see here. I think I've got it pretty much figured out for the most part. But let me play another song here and I'll make sure that I have it. Let's see.
Once I was lost in sin, I had no peace within. To save my weary soul, I knew not how. But Jesus came to me, and by His grace I'm free. Now it's different, yes, it's oh, so different now.
It's different now,
yes, it's different
since
now.
Jesus saved my soul.
Since He saved my soul.
It's different now,
yes, it's different
since
now.
By His blood I'm whole.
By His blood I'm whole.
For Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
Now it's different, yes, it's oh, so different now.
So different now.
I went to church one day to hear them sing and pray. The preacher firmly plowed the gospel plow. He said, you must repent. So down the aisle I went. Now it's different. Oh, so different now.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
Jesus saved my soul.
Since He saved my soul.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
By His blood I'm whole.
By His blood I'm whole.
Oh, Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
Now it's different.
Yes, it's oh,
so different now.
So different now.
And now my hopes are bright. I praise Him day and night. How He could change me so I know not how. But praise the Lord, it's done. The victory now is won. Now it's different. Oh, so different now.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
Jesus saved my soul.
Since He saved my soul.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
By His blood I'm
by
whole.
His blood I'm whole.
Old Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
It's different, oh, so different now.
Oh, Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
Now it's different,
now it's different,
now it's different, oh, so different now.
It's different. Different now. After you've been saved by the grace of God, it is different. That is for sure. God makes all things new, and He makes you different, and He changes you, and He makes you a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Okay, let's see. Wow, some of these guys are... Anyway, okay, let's see. All right, let me see if I can find. See if I can find Brother Ross on here. I think he's friends with me on here. There he is. I'm pretty sure that's him. If it isn't, some guy named Ross is going to be awful mad. We'll have to get rid of him quick if it's not him. We'll see, though. I think it's probably him. All right, I think it probably is. Now, all right. So we'll give you an update about what's going on here in a few minutes. I keep adding people. This is going to be the broadcast where really I just add a bunch of people in here. And I should have put it on OPBC probably, but that's okay. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. It's not really that important. Actually, all those things merge into one. So it's not a big deal. Brother Ross, thank you for contacting me. I am glad that you did that. I appreciate that. I really do. Let's see. And I'm just looking around to see what's going on here, what I got going on here. I got everything going on here right now. All right, let's see. So I'm getting emails in from people, which is good because this is on live. So what's happening is people are contacting me. We're going to build up this list, and we're going to get all these people on here. So then each broadcast will add more. However, this will – I'll explain some more to you as time goes on here about some things that we're going to do. So I hope you don't mind the music. I like it. It's good stuff.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
I'll fly away. Good song. Very, very good song. It's like my brain's saying, I'm going to fly away. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, but they probably want to right about now, but I'm trying to keep them in check here and balance all these different things here. And that's okay, though, because I didn't have anything hard planned for today. I've got some other stuff for later on the week and all that good stuff, but I really wanted to get things going today and get things organized because we're just going to go with this. I'm tired of YouTube. I'm going to use YouTube to alert everybody about to go to Sermon Audio and eventually our other plans, which I'm going to share with you some of my ideas. All right. Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, good deal. Let's see here. I think we're getting there. We'll go through some articles, but I'm going to share with you some things, some plans that I have. I just want to make sure I get – as many people on here as I can, okay, before I do that. Since the platform is so different, I mean from live, that is. You know, I use sermon audio every day, practically, to upload sermons. And we've, by the way, we've had over 1,027,000 downloads on sermon audio. So literally, millions of people have tuned in to those sermons and everything. And that's not counting the ones I erased. We won't talk about those, of course. There are definitely a ton of those that I erased and got rid of over the years. But anyway, let me see what I can find here as I look through here. Let's see. Since everybody's putting pictures up, I guess I'll put one up. It is a way better platform and no censoring also. So, but let's see. That was back in November. So I'm actually about 15 pounds lighter. No, not 15. Let's see. Maybe. What am I? Maybe 10 pounds lighter than that. All right. And Hannah was pregnant there and she's not now. So we will continue to use this for right now, but we will actually, let me give you an idea of my plans here, and I'm not going to give them in detail right now, but I'll give you a kind of general idea of what it is we're looking at doing, that I'm looking at doing with this broadcast and everything in the light of what happened with YouTube, and which is going to continue to happen, by the way. So we are tired, basically, of being censored on YouTube all the time and kicked off, and then the threat of being kicked off and all this stuff. So I'm going to basically just use those platforms. I'm going to use those for you to be able to find me easier. Now, you guys are going to be able to find me easier. There's about, I don't know, 30-some people on here. So, you know, you'll be able to find me in that sense pretty easy, but to keep in touch. Now, there's going to be a few ways that you're gonna want to do that, and let me kind of go through that. We're going to develop and work on our website, and let me go to our website here, and there's a subscription list that's already on there. That's going to be part of it, because we're going to use what we already have before I invest a lot of money into you know, structure to do more things. We are going to use the website that we have, oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. Okay, so let me take you over there. That is oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. We are going to continue to develop this. And we're going to work on this website, revamp it, change it, fix it, update it, and all those kind of things, to get it where it needs to be. But also, we can do live streaming through our website and through Sermon Audio. So we will be able to use those. That's part of it. What I eventually want to work up to is our own internet radio station. I would like to work up to that, to where basically we have our own internet radio station that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the 1,700 sermons plus music, plus my live broadcast that I will do three times a week. And then I want to do a Friday broadcast. I want to do a Friday broadcast, which is a call-in broadcast. So you will actually be able to phone in from all over the world, and you'll be able to call, and we'll be able to converse live through that with like a question and answer type thing and all those other types of things that we could do interactively through that. So, but what I want to do is, what I want to do is work through that as best I can with you now to be able to, you know, or to work as simple as I can right now and then work up to that, but exhaust all of our capabilities through Sermon Audio and also through our website. And then when the platform grows larger, then what I'll do is take that platform and expand it, okay? Make it bigger and all that good stuff. So basically, let me get, hang on a second, Brother Brandon's trying to figure this out. Brother Brandon, click on this link right here. And that should take you to our webcast. This is separate from our webcast. So this is the chat is going to be is a separate part of the webcast. It's just they're not connected, obviously. So I'm doing the best I can do to try to, so I can interact with you. My platform is going to be different than a lot of the guys out there because I truly do want to interact with you. And I want to be able to do that and be a blessing to you as I do it. So be able to teach you, be able to talk with you, and all that good stuff. All right, hang on a second. So it's like two windows being up at one time. I don't know how that's going to work for you. Well, actually, yeah, that's how it would be. It'd be two windows. So it's kind of difficult because you got to bounce back and forth to the two windows. I never thought about that. That's kind of how it is, isn't it? But if you have a cell phone, then you could do Messenger on your cell phone and you could watch it through your computer. That's how you do that. So anyway, we'll try it and see if that works. Unfortunately, that's you have to bounce back and forth like that, which is kind of annoying. But I don't think we'll have to do that when we get to our website. We'll be able to do that differently. It'll all be right there. We'll be able to work it out that way. All Betty messaged me. You know, I don't know if she probably doesn't have a messenger app on there, but anyway, we'll work on that. As long as you don't call her Mother Teresa, we'll be okay. Anyway, how annoying. I'm sorry you have to do this like this with, you know, the window open for the messenger and all that. It's kind of annoying. However, if you have a device, you can listen only on sermon audio if you want to. Yeah, that's true. You can listen. That's right. You don't have to watch the screen. You can listen only to sermon audio. That's a good point, Brother Andrew. So you can listen only to sermon audio. And then you can watch, or then you can follow the chat if you'd like to. So anyway, that is true. There is that option, of course. Whoa, what's that? So anyway, Holly's on there. Oh, that's how you do it, Holly. You put that in the little box thing right there. Well, aren't you smart, Holly? So there we go. That's why I have smart friends. That's right. I bet I can, but I'm not on my phone. So we'll have to show my wife how to do that so she can do both. But it comes up when Hannah comments, it comes up like me because she doesn't have the separate one. But we'll work on that. She doesn't want a Facebook, and I don't want her having one because people are annoying. All right, let's see here. All right, let's see. Lisa just contacted me, so I'm trying to figure out what name she goes under on there, just so I know. Isn't it fun to be confused? Boy, if you could only see inside my brain, it would scare you half to death right now. And Cindy's doing it too. Look, Cindy, all you smart people out there doing stuff. All right, there we go. I don't have an iPhone, but my phone won't let me do that. We'll have to watch in my computer in the future and message on my phone. That's a good idea, Becca. Or you could get an iPhone. Anyway, isn't this fun? We're figuring this out. And if people listen to this broadcast later, they're going to be like, what was their problem? Like, how did 47 people listen to that for that long? Like, what are they doing? Well, we're trying to figure things out together. That's what we're trying to do. All right, let's see here. And we're listening to great music. How about that? Isn't that fun? Like this one.
I can still recall the day when Jesus saved my soul, when His blessed Holy Spirit came and took control. I trusted in His precious blood, my sin to atone, and I started singing,
Heaven's my home. Heaven's my home, and I'm going there to lay down these burdens that I've had to bear. I'm going higher, His glory to share. For heaven's my home, and I'm going there.
All the praise belongs to Him who died on Calvary. Jesus gave His life a ransom that we could be free.
Oh, sinner, come to Him today. For Jesus alone can give you assurance. Heaven's your home. Heaven's my home, and I'm going there to lay down these burdens that I've had to bear. I'm going higher, His glory to share. For heaven's my home, and I'm going there. I'm going higher, His glory to share. For heaven's my home, heaven's my home. Yes, heaven's my home, and I'm going there.
Amen. Heaven is my home, and I'm going there. Why is that? Because Jesus died on the cross for sinners. He was buried, and He rose again the third day, and He came to us and showed us our lost condition through the preaching of God's word, showed us one way or another that we were dead in trespasses and sins and on our way to hell and needed Jesus Christ to save our soul. And then He brought repentance and faith as gifts of God to us and brought us to that place where we knew we needed Jesus. Amen. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And we're grateful for God's work, and I hope you are. I hope you're grateful for the Lord's work in your life and in your heart, and I hope you continue to cultivate that in your life and your heart and grow in the Lord and live for Christ and serve Him. Now, so you'll help me by making sure I have your information. You subscribe to our website. Subscribe to and stay in touch with us and follow along. I'm going to do my best to be here at every single time for right now as we move forward and press on for all these things. Eventually, I want to build a studio. Eventually, I want to build a studio in the place that I'm in the house that I want to try to get, Lord willing, as we look to. As we look to get another place, another home, eventually, and try to find a place where I can build a studio and I can have it designated just for that, and do all that the Lord would have us to do, and continue to grow this ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the goal. That's the work that we have in our heart to do. And, you know, so there's a lot to it. There's a lot of steps, but every ministry has to have vision, you know, and we have to have vision to see, you know, to see some things in the future and have that desire to be able to see the Lord fulfill those things, you know, so we can grow thereby. And the ministry can grow. You know, so it takes fight, but it's also going to take faithfulness from God's people. Faithfulness to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. You know, it's going to take that. We need to be faithful, and you need to be faithful. If you want to see those things happen, then faithfulness is important. Amen? It is very vitally important. And let's see. Let's look at some scripture here, shall we? Why don't we do that? All right, guys, let's show some things here that, let me move this over, and I will move this over. Oh, it's already moved over for me. How about that? That's awesome. All right, so let's look at some scripture here. I want to show you a verse here. I think it's applicable for what we're going through right now. Look what, but we brethren, turn to 1 Thessalonians 2:18. But we brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. So, you know, there's a picture of this in what we're going through right now with all this stuff, because Satan's desire is to stop the work of the Lord. There's so many times that I have wanted to completely pull the plug on any online ministry because of the things that I've went through in it. Now, it had to have the right perspective, and God allowed that to happen too, because he showed me that the Lord's church here, and, you know, number one, my family and home, but the Lord's church is my first responsibility. And then out from that is the ministry of the Lord's church, which is all of you. It is part of that ministry to minister unto you throughout the world, and to preach to you and to teach you and to help you. The flock that are scattered. Cindy, that's wonderful news that your daughter is home with you and living for the Lord. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to hear that. That is a blessing for sure. And mothers, never stop praying for your babies. Amen. What an exciting thing. But if you look at this, what the Bible says to us here. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. What I found when this happened was, okay, well, now I need to ramp things up. Because at the moment you go through some discouragement, you know, at the moment you go through some discouragement when, you know, you don't see, you know, when you're hindered and things stop the work of the ministry or stop or hinder it. You know, you see that, but Paul said what worked in his heart was he endeavored the more abundantly. That was really Paul's motto. He said over and over again, I labored more abundantly than they all. Right? When we look at that, he said, Jesus, that was what Jesus did in John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and destroy. I've had those thieves in this church. I know what they're like. I am come, though, Jesus said, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Paul said also again, he said, but by the grace of God in 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was it with me. So Paul says it was the grace of God that was with him that caused him to labor more abundantly. And when we have those things that happen to us, we need to do that. We've got to fight more abundantly. We've got to labor more abundantly. We can't give up. You know, a lot of preachers quit. And I'm not being mean to them, but I'm telling you, a lot of them quit. Why? They quit because, you know why they quit? Because Satan's mean. People are mean. People are just plain mean. And Satan's mean. But Paul said more abundantly. Christ said more abundantly. And he said he did it by the grace of God. And that's what God brings us to. He shows us, you know, I'll turn this, what's happened, I'll turn this into something bigger and better. I'll make it better. Because remember, everything that Satan ever tries to do to us, he never really eternally harms us. Because he can't. Paul goes on to say, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that is simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you word. He just kept, Paul said, we labored more abundantly. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Paul, he just continued to labor more abundantly. More abundantly. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. By the way, that's the ministry. If you had a man that asked me, what's the ministry? It's this right here. If you can accept this by the grace of God, then God will use you. And here's what it is. I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Because that, my friend, is the truth of the ministry right there. That's what a true pastor or true people, men that are called to preach, men that are called to pastor people and love people, yep. That's it right there. And I'm not being cynical. I'm not. I'm being real with you. That's the truth. If you can't accept that right there, then you shouldn't get into the ministry. By the way, this is a true Christian principle that you grow in, though. and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Paul said he was willing to spend and be spent. And the more abundantly he loved, the less he was loved. It's very true. So then we come down to this verse here. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. You know, I think about this because I'm so used to doing this broadcast now. I've done it. You know, I've done it. And now not doing it really messes me up because I'm used to it. I'm used to serving the Lord through that. I'm used to ministering to people through those things. I'm used to that. And if I'm not doing that, it's weird to me. Throws me off. And when I don't have that contact with people that I'm used to, Paul says the more abundantly to see your face. He said, even though this happened, I really wanted to, that just drove me even more. He says, wherefore, we would have come to you, even I, Paul, once and again. But Satan hindered us. You know, and that's what Satan does. Satan loves to isolate people. He loves to, but you know, Satan really loves all this COVID stuff. He loves it. Because what this COVID stuff has done is it's isolated people. It's really isolated them. And it's caused them to really, it's demoralizing. And it severs relationships. And it's caused people just to die alone. It's really terrible. And that's what Satan wants, because he likes to isolate people. He likes to keep them off. He likes to keep them apart from each other so he can destroy them. That's what he loves. He loves to destroy people. He loves to get them by themselves. By the way, he loves to trick them into being by themselves so they think they're better off. Sometimes he might use your anxiety. Some people suffer from anxiety. I know what that's like. I suffer from that. And your anxiety will tell you, hey, you're better off doing nothing and sitting over there in that corner and worrying about it. Well, that's because he wants to hinder you. Satan wants to hinder you. He wants to keep you from serving the Lord. He wants to keep you from being around other people. Isolate you. Make you feel like you're the loneliest person in the world. Nobody understands you. That's what he wants to do. That's how he does his work. Yep, that's right, Brother Ross. He's an old hungry lion separating sheep to devour them. He wants them to be separated. By the way, how does Satan do that? Let me tell you another way he does it. He'll do it by getting you to nitpick at others. If he can have one difference, he can take one difference and maximize one difference that you have with your brother or sisters in Christ, and he'll make that thing huge. Why? So he can hinder you. He can hinder your life. He can hinder the work that God has for you. He'll just put up a roadblock and a stop. He'll get you to do it. See, that's what Satan does. See, Satan can't curse the people of God. He just tricks them into cursing themselves. Doing something stupid, doing something foolish, hurting themselves. And then he capitalizes on it. That's how he works. That's how he operates. It's his goals. So he hinders them. Gets them to curse themselves. It's what his work is. It's what he does. Sure he does. Teresa says Satan uses people at work to bully her. Of course he does. He uses the lost and dying world to do it. They're led by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So their whole life is to discourage you. Why? Because Satan comes in them and floats out of them, and those devils come in them and float out of them, and that's the work that they do. So they're led by that spirit of Antichrist. See, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Satan's always wanting to hinder the work of God. That's his goal. That's what he does. Let's see here. Oops, that's the wrong one here. Hang on a second. Wrong one. Is that it right there? That's it. Show you what that word means here. That word hindered, it means stopped, impeded, obstructed. Retarded. Stopped. Obstructed. He wants to obstruct you. He wants to put an obstruction in your way. Carrie, you keep saying you're in a very bad place, but I'm not sure why. Stopped, impeded, obstructed. All right, let's see here. Hang on a second.
Sing a song, spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend,
show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of despair.
Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go along with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to friends who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
Offer help, bring some hope to the fainting and discouraged love like snow. See a need, lend a hand. There are many who are crushed beneath their load.
Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go along with patron's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face.
Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place.
That's the way to make the world a happy place.
That's the way to make the world a happy place. A happy place.
You know, one of the things that you can do, Carrie, is look at, you should be able to look at going to work on the road somewhere. There's people hiring all over the country, and I don't know if that's an option for you, but if you got to leave the area that you're in to go work somewhere else to provide for your family and your situation, then you'll have to hit the road. You'll have to go work somewhere else. All those options are out there. If where you're at is in a bad place, then you got to get up and do something about it. You got to get up and move and do something about it and look around. And if you got to work on the road and make some money somewhere and do something like that, then that might be an option you might have to do for a while in order to make things happen. Sometimes that's all that we can do when it comes to situations like that. But we'll definitely keep praying for you that the Lord would provide something like that for you. But you definitely can look at that as an option as well. You know, because there's people that are hiring all over the place. So I don't know. But if people in America want a job bad enough and they want to find a way to make money bad enough, they can find a way to do it. We have those opportunities here in this country. Sometimes you got to go searching for them, and it's rough, and I'm not pretending it's easy, but, you know, that's one of the things that you can do. If your health isn't good, then you need to get some help. That's why everybody else pays all the taxes that we all pay and that you've paid for years. If you have really bad health and you can't work to take care of yourself, then you need to look at options of getting some help. To take care of you. So there's options out there. You just got to talk to the right people and figure some of that out. But we'll definitely be praying for you about that. But that's, you got to exhaust all your capabilities, and you got to look into different things and figure out kind of where you're at with some of those things. Hopefully you can find some people that can help you in your area that you're in right now, that can guide you to places if your health isn't that good and you have some issues like that. There are things that are out there to assist people, you know, in such a way. Well, you can get help with medical bills too. You say you owe doctors and labs and things like that. Yep. And you can get help with those bills too. If you're not able to work and you're sick and you have things, you got to look into those. Exhaust your options, Carrie. Don't give up and don't quit. Focus on the solution. The solution is, okay, well, If I can't work, then I've got to figure out what my next step is in order to do that, in order to provide and to care for myself. I've got to exhaust all those options. And then if my health is a concern, well, then I need to apply and get the help that I need if that's the case. And then you determine where you're at with that. But don't focus on the problem, because that's not going to help you at all. You got to focus on the solution. What's the solution? You know, get your direction to the solution. So not the problem, what's my solution? And then I press on forward to get the answer to my solution. Then that's what I work to. It won't help me to just sit and worry about it. I got to press on to what the situation, what the solution is to my problem. And that's where your energies need to be focused at. Focus all your energy, your prayer, everything you have, focus that on the on that direction. All right, so that doesn't make any sense. If you can move where you're at, or if you can work where you're at right now, then you can work somewhere on the road. So you got to determine those things. I can't determine all those things for you because I don't know the ins and outs of everything. But what I do know is that there is an answer for it, and God's going to take care of you. Amen. So if you trust him, you know, and you got to work towards that, you got to work towards it. Amen. There's an answer. You got to work towards it. All right. But there is an answer to it. You got to get your focus right. Okay. Because that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to hinder you. So you're just worried about it and you're thinking about it, but you're not doing anything about it. And see, that's what happens to us in life. It's so easy. We'll do that. But we got to look at solutions. We can't get stuck in our own brains. We got to look for solutions to our problems. And God has the solution for us in his word. And we need to search the word. We need to be faithful. But we also need to put our feet forward and exhaust all of our capabilities that we have in order to take care of the things that we need to our responsibilities. So we got to put those principles in place. If I sit and become sorrowful, you know, if I sit and become sorrowful, then I'm not helping anyone. You know, I'm hurting myself. You know, so. All right, I hope, and I'm not done yet, but I hope everybody on Sermon Audio is doing well here, and you're picking up everything here as we talk about these things. It's a little bit off the cuff today as I set everything up and get everything kind of put in motion with everything. Let's see here. So back to our verse here. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? You know, Paul, he wanted to do some things, but Satan hindered him. Satan was able to stop him at that point. Sometimes God lets the devil stop us from doing things. You know, sometimes it's Satan that hinders us. Sometimes it's God that hinders us. You know, let's see. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find what the verse I'm looking for here. Let's see. Here we go. Look at this. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, God stopped them, right? God stopped them at that time. They were forbidden. God said, no, not forever, you know, but at that time, God forbid them to go. Sometimes it's the Lord that just stops us. He just takes that burden away and he just forbids him. No, don't do that. Which we'll get to sometime in our Acts study. We'll look at that. I'm not sure if I'm going to preach on Acts this week. I've got a sermon that I want to preach, and I might preach it on Wednesday. It's called Raising a Son of Belial. And I might preach it Wednesday night. As we see this here, the Holy Ghost forbid him to go into Asia. So Satan hinders us. Sometimes God allows that. God forbids it for us to do something. But before, it was Satan that hindered them. He hindered him from doing that, from what they wanted to do. But sometimes God does that. Why? Sometimes God changes our direction. He just changes it, you know. He doesn't let us do that. Doesn't want us to do something. He doesn't let us continue in it. That's the Lord's will, if that's what God wants to do. But sometimes he does that. But in this case, it was Satan that was hindering them, but God allowed it. And sometimes God allows Satan to stop us from doing things temporarily, to teach us, to guide our steps, to cause us to lean on Christ more than on ourselves. Sometimes we're chastened of the Lord, and the Lord uses the devil to do that, to chasten us and to keep us from, you know, going in a certain direction or doing something. You know, so that's... That's the Lord's prerogative if he wants to do that. We can't tell the Lord what to do. We can only trust the Lord through all our trials. But opposition, you know, when Satan hindered them, opposition does not mean you're going the wrong way. There's a lot of times that when we have opposition, we're going the right way. When we have division, when we have opposition, when we have trials, when we feel like we're in a roadblock, right? Like, for instance, with YouTube just cutting us off, right? Just boom. Oh, we're going to strike your account. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, you think about that, it's like, oh, that's discouraging. Well, at some point, but guess what happened? I had to be like, you know what? I'm tired of that. And I'm going to put the work and the effort forward, and by the grace of God, we'll turn this into something better. And that's what I believe is going to happen. I believe the Lord's going to make that, our platform as Old Paths Baptist Church expands, he'll make it 10 times better. He'll expand the platform and he'll make it better. I believe that. Even though Satan hindered us and wanted to stop that, God uses that sometimes for us to go to him and say, Lord, do something better. To cause us to look around and take an inventory and be like, you know what? Do I really want my broadcast at the mercy of YouTube? Or do I want to be wise as a serpent? Let's look at this. Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So what do I want to do then? But beware of men, he said, for they will deliver you up. So what do I want to do? I want to be wise. So I want to take their platforms and use them to build ours. And use them only as an advertisement. Not put the provocative stuff on there or whatever the case may be, my teachings and other. Just use their platforms to advertise for us. Yeah. Hey, hang on a second, man. I'm telling you what, I turned my heat off here. Woo!
Do not be weary in well-doing, says the Lord, for your labor. I surely will reward. Be steadfast, unmoving, never faint, for God honors the enduring saint. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Elijah moaned as he sat beneath the tree. God, I'm all alone, there's no one left but me. Then God said to him in a still small voice, 7,000 still make me their choice. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Jesus did not quit all throughout his ministry, for he would not stop till he reached Calvary. He endured the cross and became the finisher. So then follow, be a conqueror. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Don't quit, there's a job to be done. Don't quit, there's a race to be run. Don't quit, there's a crown to be won. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit.
Amen. Don't quit. There's a race to be won. Don't quit. There's a race to run, right? We can't quit. We got to keep going. You know what? Mrs. Bicey made these for me. I love these. They're to keep my hands warm in the morning when I come in here when it's cold. And I guess they're study gloves. And I'd never heard of that before. But I like them. I like them a lot. I like the color and everything. It matches my sweater that I wear all the time and everything else like that. So I really do like these. I appreciate her doing that, and I'm very grateful for that. I like these. Anyway, and it makes me feel like a boxer, like I'm ready to punch, but I don't do that anymore. But I still know how. But anyway, I appreciate that, though, and I put these on to keep my hands warm because it's cold by this window here, and I turned my heat down. I'm not going to turn it back up now because I'm getting out of here pretty soon. Anyway, well, the Lord said be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So why are we doing this the way we're doing it? Because I'm going to be wise as a serpent. You know, let me explain something to you. When I was a little bit younger, and not that long ago, I'm only 44. I'm not that old. That's what Brother Paul's daughter, Faith, said to me the other day. She said, you're not that old. I said, yeah, that's true. I guess I'm not. But anyway, I remember when I was a little bit younger, though. Man, I used to, and I don't mean physically, I mean spiritually. Man, I like to fight, man. And I had so much confidence in the Lord, and probably too much in myself, but I had that confidence, and I would just run into the battle and be, boom, let's go get it, you know? But the Lord's taught me through trials and tribulations and some things to be wise. That thou mightest war a good warfare. And Cindy, you know what I'm talking about. Because you remember. You've been listening a long time, Cindy. Right? You've been listening a long time, so you remember. But, and boy, it sure was fun, but it hurts too. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. You know, we got to war a good warfare. We got to be wise. We got to be wise. And that's part of it here is I want to use their platforms that I've really built, that the Lord has used to build our ministry up on those platforms. Peter's 30, that explains a lot. Peter, I understand a lot. You're 30. Now I get you more. Okay. All right. I understand who Peter is now. But we got to war a good warfare. So the Lord's used these platforms, and I intend to continue to use them. But I'm going to wage a good warfare, and I'm going to be wise about it. And we're just going to see what the Lord will do. You know, so you share these broadcasts on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever else, what other platform you have, tell people about them, get that out there so we can, you know, do more. And because we're going to move forward wisely. We're going to move forward wisely. And, you know, I'm just not going to That's right. Then they can be mad at you. But we're going to use that platform. We're going to use YouTube and we're going to use the other ones. And but we're going to build our own platform from that and try to reach as many people with the gospel, try to get the truth of the Bible and the scriptures and good biblical teachings out there for people. Deal with current affairs, deal with different things like that. We're going to do what we can do for that. And go about it in a wise way. So you pray for me, and I'll give you specifics when I get a good idea of what we're going to be doing. And I may need your help. By the way, our equipment, you guys helped in the past. And I haven't forgot about that, about what we're doing. My lapel mic and other things that we're using for the broadcasts and for the different things that we're doing. We ordered that lapel microphone system so I can interview other people and everything else like that, and I can do a little bit more with that. We brought in some money for that, and then some others in our ministry donated more so we could see that happen. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to have that, you know, mic system, and then there's some people that I'd like to interview, but I want to do call-ins. I want to do all those other things. But in order to do that, I need, you know, we'll need the Lord's blessing. We'll need God to move in and God to help us through all these things that we have going on right now. Well, listen, if any of you have any questions, I'll give you an opportunity to ask them or anything like that. Maybe you have some comments or something like that. Let's see. I'm looking for something here.
Some may walk on mountains. is right beneath our feet.
Okay, Teresa, that's terrible news. Please pray for Teresa's daughter. That's stepdaughter. That's horrible news. Somebody needs to intervene in her life, and I'd probably have her admitted somewhere so she doesn't do that, so she's not able to do that. That's horrible. So bad. I'm sorry to hear that. But we need to pray for her, for sure. That's terrible. Let's see. Oh, let's go. If you go to this, our website, all right, oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. Join our mailing list. Never miss an update. This is how you subscribe to our website. Okay? We have 216 subscriptions right now. We need to get more people over there because this is where we're going to send our traffic basically, ultimately, and we can broadcast. We have a ton of tools that we can work with on this website. Teresa, I know what that's like. Satan has her bad. I know what that's like, and it could be any one of us. It could be any one of us. So it's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible. That's sad. Very sad. So keep her in prayer. She definitely needs it. No, it's a very dangerous thing. I could have been in a terrible spot just like that. And the Lord not delivered me from drugs and that lifestyle years ago. All right, we'll play one more song here. And then if you would like to give to our ministry, you can hit the donate button right here. I don't even know where this goes. I've never hit it before. Let's see. Oh, it goes to PayPal. So I've never hit it before. It's the first time. But you can donate to our ministry there. That's a PayPal link. It goes right to our PayPal account. So you go to oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. You click on the donate button there, and you can do that. Or you can mail us something. If you click here, you can go right to our sermon audio page. Right down at the bottom, it tells you how you can mail us something. If you'd like to, if you'd like to give to the ministry, then there's the opportunity you have to do just that. Okay?
Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll, where in all the bright forever sorrow ne'er shall press the soul? Shall we meet, shall we meet, shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll? Shall we meet in that that blessed harbor, when our stormy voyage is o'er, shall we meet and cast the anchor by the fair celestial shore. Shall we meet?
I'm going to tell you what. People wonder why I preach so hard, and it's for, like, your daughter. It's for those people. This is why I preach so hard, is those people that the devil just gets a hold of and destroys their life, and some nasty, perverted dude comes out there and tricks them out and turns them onto drugs and turns them onto wickedness and turns their lives into a vile mess. Well, that's the reason I preach as hard as I do. That's why I try to warn these kids. That's why I try to warn these kids to flee from the wrath, to come to get saved at a young age and to know God their whole lives and to walk with Him, because that could be their life. They could end up being used and abused by some piece of garbage out there. Man, we got to pray for kids, man. We got to pray for these people. We got to preach. We got to teach. We got to share the gospel. We got to get the truth out to people. We got to hate sin in our own lives and our own hearts and put it down in the name of Jesus Christ and cast down those imaginations and every vile thing, every wicked thing, everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Got to pray for these kids, man. This world's a mess. And it's trying to suck them all in and take them and destroy their lives. And we need to pray for them, and we need to preach the truth to them.
Meet in yonder city, where the towers of crystal shine, where the walls are all of jasper, built by workmanship divine. Shall we meet, shall we meet, shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll? Shall we meet with Christ our Savior, when He comes to claim His own? Shall we know His blessed favor, and sit down upon His throne? Shall we meet, shall we meet, shall we meet beyond the river? Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll?
Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. We'll talk soon. I'll be back Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Subscribe to our Facebook, or not Facebook. You can friend me on Facebook if you'd like to. It's under Jason Cooley. If you can find me on there, I'll have to change my settings so people can find me. But we'll be working on that. And, you know, so 2 p.m. Central Time. I'll try to be on time there with that. But we'll get online there and try to do our best. We'll have a broadcast for you then. I think I might talk about the Christian in death. I want to read you a chapter from William Jay's book. Very good book. And I thought it was very compelling. And, you know, I'd like to show you that and review that book. Maybe we'll do a book review a little bit there on Wednesday, okay? But other than that, you pray for us, please support our ministry and subscribe on our website. You saw where that is. If you're not subscribed there, go to the front page of the website, subscribe there or on Sermon Audio, and I'll send out the notice. You'll be getting it by email. All right. Anyway, God bless you all. Take care, and we'll see you soon.